Fallout Equestria the Chrysalis, Chapter 22, Part 4. Neither Starlight nor Emerald's Pitbox had a name for the tiny ghost town that we found. The settlement had once had about 20 buildings, mostly simple two-story houses. Now more than half of them lay in ruins, whether collapsed from the wear and tear of two centuries or torn down by scavengers for material. The ones that remained were in poor repair. Roofs sagged, walls had holes where boards had fallen away, and all of them were caked in two centuries of dust and dirt. Stretches of broken down wire fence marked out several large patches of land between the surrounding low hills. Once they might have been fields for crops, but now they were nothing but desolate patches of dry earth. The center of the tiny town was a cluster of four buildings. One was still identifiable as a saloon, though one of the side walls had partially buckled. For the others, I could only make vague guesses as to their original purpose. Between the buildings stood a tall pole, and lashed to that pole were the dry bones of a pony.
"I've certainly been here,"
Dusty said as he peered through his binoculars.
"Don't see any sign of them right now."
"Unless they're inside,"
I noted, slowly sweeping my own binoculars over the scene. Even in midday, the ever-present cloud cover turned several windows into dark pits.
"Naturally,"
Dusty said with a slow nod. He lowered his binoculars, though his eyes remained fixed on the town, just a quarter of a mile away. His hoof idly tapped the ground in front of where he lay, as he mulled over the scene.
"Wish we had broadcasters,"
he muttered.
"Could be a lot more flexible that way."
He shook his head, as if chasing away the thought, then spoke up.
"Okay, plan of action. Left side of town, closest to us. You see that single-story building with the wide windows and stone foundation?"
As one, our heads turned to look at the building that he had pointed out.
"Our first move is going to be towards there. It looks unoccupied, and if we do run into trouble, it should give us better cover than one of the wooded buildings. Stay spread out when we're crossing the open, just like before. If we take fire, I want you all to lay down on the return fire. Suppress the shit out of them and fight your way to that building. Move when your buddy is shooting, then stop and shoot so they can move. Once we're in lodge there, we can move on to sweep the rest of the town. Got it?"
Nods and affirmations went around.
"Good,"
he said with an authoritative nod, and stood.
"Let's move quick."
He took his rifle's bit in his mouth and led us out in a slow trot, and we spread out on either side. We crossed over the fallen remains of a wire fence and into one of the old fields. Nothing but dust remained, kicked up by our hooves and tiny clouds to drift away in the gentle breeze. My heart was beating a bit too hard for the mild pace, my breathing a bit too fast. I watched the slowly approaching windows and checked once more that my safety was disengaged. The distance steadily diminished. There were no signs of movement in the town, save for a few tattered scraps of cloth caught up in the displayed skeleton, fluttering gently. We were less than 100 yards from our destination when Starlight called out.
"Hey,
Her head dipped down, then looked up at the saloon directly across the street from where we were going.
"I've got red marks over there."
Dusty's rifle was already swinging up and over before she had finished. I saw the puff from his muzzle in an instant before the roar of incoming gunfire shattered the silence all around. I jumped, putting a round into the dirt in front of me, then quickly swung my weapon up in the direction Dusty was firing. My sights fell over the saloon. Muzzle flashes blazed within the upper story windows of the saloon, and I mashed the trigger as fast as I could. Puffs of dust and fragments of wood flew from the face of the building, followed by the brilliant flash and crack of Starlight's Lancer putting a new hole in the wall. Snaps and cracks surrounded all around me, but I only distantly recognized that the tiny puffs of dirt kicked up around us were incoming bullets. My weapon jerked as I pulled the trigger on an empty chamber, my magazine already spent in what felt like a single instant. I glanced to my left. Dusty had galloped ahead and just thrown himself into the ground, his hooves moving swiftly as he reloaded his rifle. I followed his lead, breaking into a gallop, moving while he was putting out more fire, kicking up clouds of dust with every shot. A quick glance further to the left caught sight of Starlight and Emerald scrambling along, with the former helping the latter. The concern that stirred up had to wait. I had more pressing matters to attend to. I had just passed Dusty when his rifle fell silent. I threw myself up down in the dirt, setting up a small cloud of dust, and let my empty magazine fall to the ground as I fumbled a fresh one into place. Dusty was already galloping past me by the time I pulled the charging handle to chamber around. Flashes lit up the upstairs window again, matched with a frighteningly rapid chatter of gunfire. I swung my sights over the window and mashed the trigger again, answering it with my own shots. Dust flew up around me with each shot, obscuring my view, and more sprays of dust and wood fragments flew from the building as I put round after round into it. The incoming fire stopped almost immediately, but I didn't stop until my weapon ran empty again. I leapt up to my hooves, turned and galloped again. Dusty had already halted, standing just a dozen yards from the safety of our destination, and started to steadily fire towards the building. Another burst of fire, slower and deeper, answered back, but fell silent almost immediately under Dusty's steady, accurate fire. As I galloped past Dusty, I saw the others had already made it inside. I dove in through the wide window, tumbling to a halt on the debris-strewn floor. I immediately saw Sickle, sitting there half exposed, her muzzle hanging to the side to reveal an enthusiastic grin. I righted myself, disentangled from my cloak and kicked out the empty magazine to reload again. Dusty leapt across me and dropped neatly behind the edge of the window as he started to reload.
Star, get online! I need your shooting! Emerald, how bad is it?
As I chambered another round, I glanced back. Starlight scrambled up to the edge of the window beside us, but I looked at Emerald, who was lying on her side and panting. She had pressed a hoof to her chest and lifted it away, looking at it as if expecting blood.
I'm okay,
she called back.
The parting stopped it.
Dusty's shout jerked me back to attention.
Whisper, get shooting!
I snapped my head around, tugged on the bit to seat the stock against my body, and rose up. I saw flashes of white around the upper floor of the saloon, but in that frantic moment, I couldn't be sure if they were flashes of muzzles or the result of bullets striking the building. I simply pointed at wherever I saw movement and kept firing. Then I saw a flicker of something dark arc from one of the windows. Starlight's lancer swung upwards, and its near-blinding light was answered with a flash, and the sharp blast of the grenade detonating in midair. I cringed, ducking down for an instant.
I think Starlight laughed. Sats is pretty amazing stuff.
I forced myself to rise again and resume shooting. I only got two more rounds out before I dropped down again, ejecting another spent magazine. I was halfway through reloading when Sickle threw a pair of dash inhalers to the ground.
Yeah, this is more like it!
She roared, slapping her muzzle back in place and latching it. She turned her manic grin our way.
Okay, you cunts! Let's get this fucking party started!
Then she leapt out of the window, bellowing an incoherent battle cry of rage as she charged right across the open ground between the two buildings. Dusty cursed, quickly snapping off several rounds into the upstairs windows, and as soon as I had finished reloading, I did the same. I heard only a short chatter of return fire, but saw no impacts. I assume our suppressing fire had worked. Sickle barreled straight through the half-broken doors of the saloon, disappearing into the darkness. The windows flashed with light for an instant, before the hammerfall of an explosion hit me in the chest, throwing a billowing cloud of dust and fragments out of the lower story windows. Every pony ducked. I heard debris striking the building and kept my head down until the sound had stopped. Dusty was already up and covering the upstairs windows by the time I had risen again. My heart was hammering. There was no sign of life within the building, even as the cloud of dust started to thin. Then I heard Sickle's furious roar. I couldn't make out what she yelled for sure, but I had a guess it would be...
You cheap-ass motherfuckers!
Gunfire erupted from inside the upper floor of the saloon, that rapid chatter and slow boom mixing into a wild cacophony. Flashes of light lit up the windows, but they weren't shooting at us. Emerald moved up behind me.
Is every pony...
A sharp crack interrupted her as she let out a pained yelp. My head snapped around to see her fall to the ground. I turned back to look for a shooter, only to have my vision filled by the suppressor of Dusty's rifle as he swung it around to a new threat. I cringed back as an ejected casing slapped against my side, but the suppressor turned the rifle's ear-shattering muzzle blast to sharp echoing cracks. I recovered quickly, backing up and ringing my own weapon around. I saw the flicker of bits of wood flying from the upper levels of a distant two-story house, probably 200 yards away. I settled my sights over it and started a fire. After a couple of shots, Dusty yelled out,
Star! Far right! End of the road! Two-story house! Follow my shots!
He fired a couple of more rounds while Starlight scrambled over, slotting into place beside me and leveling her lancer out of the window.
I see it!
Dusty fired off a couple of more rounds before shouting again.
Single upstairs window! There's a shooter in there! He pops his head up again, you take it off!
Got it!
Starlight said, focusing down her scope. My gun clicked and I dropped down to reload again. I kicked out the magazine, which fell to the ground with a deep thunk. There were still rounds in it, but I didn't take the time to contemplate that as I slid a fresh magazine in. I had to rack the bolt a few times to get it to finally close all the way. As soon as I had, I brought up my weapon again, just in time to see the upstairs wall of the saloon explode outwards as Sickle plowed straight through it. She fell to the street, streaming dust and shattered boards like a descending meteor, her four legs wrapped around a flailing pony. It only occurred to me upon retelling the encounter that I had fired more than 100 rounds of ammunition by then, and this was the first time I had directly seen one of the ponies that we were fighting. They crashed to the street with such an impact that I'm sure I felt it through the ground. Somehow the other pony, a mare clad in metal barding and sporting a neon green mane, had survived Sickle tackling her through a wall and landing on her. Sickle solved that by bringing her head back and smashing her armored muzzle down on the pony's head. I'm sure the first impact had finished the job, but I watched in morbid fascination and horror as Sickle repeated the action twice more, finally putting her head back with blood and bits of brain dripping from the bars of her muzzle. I tore my eyes away from the scene and focused on the distant house. Dusty had just finished off the magazine, dropping down a bit to reload once more. I carefully lined up my sights on the distant window, and as I started to pull out carefully aimed shots in that dark void, Dusty spoke up.
Emerald, you up? Can you shoot?
I wanted to look back, but I kept focused on the building. Aim, squeeze, breathe. Aim, squeeze, breathe. Emerald's groan came as a welcome relief.
Yeah, I can do that.
She slid herself up beside me, and I saw that she was holding a foreleg tight against her chest. She was clearly in pain, but I saw no blood, so I assumed her barding had again stopped the bullet. Dusty slapped in the magazine.
I'm gonna need you to give us covering fire. As soon as we move, I need you to put steady shots into that upstairs window. Star, you nail that shooter if he shows himself. The moment we get inside there, you two hold fire. I don't want you shooting us on accident. Got it?
While they nodded, I had a sinking feeling as to who we were. Dusty turned a call out towards the saloon.
Sickle!
Sickle had risen to her hooves and was limping in our direction, though she didn't respond. She was giggling, interrupted as she staggered drunkenly. I could see now that blood was dripping heavily from her belly and running down her hind legs.
Damn it.
Dusty muttered when he got no response from her, and he turned to me.
Whisper, you're with me. Whatever happens, keep up.
Despite my concerns, I gave a quick nod. I can't imagine getting hit with a bullet with armor on, because, you know, sometimes it doesn't penetrate, but even then, that still punches hard. Anywho, let's get on to our resilient donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J-Tin Man, Darkseid, Only One Thing, and Twinkie. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyGully557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Dospo, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.